This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Convoys of trucks carrying humanitarian aid, including fuel, drove through the Rafah crossing from Egypt into Gaza on Thursday. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
The deliveries, which were escorted by Hamas police, took place as Israel said it would keep fighting the militants despite international calls for a ceasefire. Israel's offensive in Gaza has already been one of the most devastating military campaigns in recent history. More than 21,100 Palestinians, most of them women and children, have been killed, according to the health ministry in Hamas-ruled Gaza. The count doesn't differentiate between civilians and combatants. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A hard-hit Israeli kibbutz has announced the death of Judith Weinstein, an American-Canadian-Israeli woman who had been thought to be held hostage in Gaza. Her death was announced Thursday, 6 days after her husband, Gad Haggai, who was also declared dead. The 70-year-old Weinstein and 73-year-old Haggai were taking an early morning walk in kibbutz Niroz on October 7th when Hamas militants burst across the border into Israel, killing about 1,200 people and kidnapping 240 others. The kibbutz says it learned that Weinstein was killed on October 7th and her body is being held in Gaza. Mexican immigration officials are clearing out a migrant camp on the banks of the Rio Grande. The operation across from Brownsville, Texas, continued this week as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador in Mexico City. Mexico's president said the meeting focused on reopening border crossings temporarily closed by the U.S., which wants Mexico to do more to stop migrants hopping freight cars, buses, and trucks to the border. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Houses were damaged, trains were canceled, and thousands of people were left without power across Scotland and parts of northern England Thursday amid a storm that brought heavy winds, rain, and snow. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Storm Gerrit, named after former Dutch weatherman Gerrit Hiemstra, wreaked havoc in Scotland, Wales, Birmingham, Bristol, and Yorkshire, among other locations. Felling trees, snarling traffic, suspending train services, and bringing down power lines. Police in Manchester and Northwest England said they received numerous reports of homes damaged by a brief localized tornado. Resident Dominic Halpin described his experience.
So I was just sat on the bed and I heard this noise, this rumble. It just got louder and louder. And it was literally just 30 seconds of mayhem.
Heathrow Airport cancelled 18 flights on Wednesday because of air traffic control restrictions. Karen Chamas, London.
Belarus's authoritarian leader has attended a meeting with children from Russia-controlled areas of Ukraine, openly defying an international outrage over his country's involvement in Moscow's deportation of Ukrainian children. President Alexander Lukashenko spoke during a meeting on Thursday, marking the arrival of a new group of Ukrainian children ahead of the New Year holiday. He vowed to, quote, bring them to our home and, quote, make their childhood happier. The Belarusian opposition has urged the International Criminal Court to hold Belarusian officials accountable for their involvement in the illegal transfer of Ukrainian children. New weight loss drugs are out of reach for millions of older Americans because Medicare won't pay for them. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
New obesity drugs are showing promising results in helping some people shed pounds, but the injections will remain out of reach for millions of older Americans because Medicare is forbidden to cover such medications. Drug makers and a wide-ranging and growing bipartisan coalition of lawmakers are gearing up to push for that to change next year. The cost of the drugs has largely limited them to the wealthy. A monthly supply of Wegovy rings up at $1,300. Shortages for the drugs have also limited the supplies. Private insurers often do not cover the medications or place strict restrictions on those who can access them. I'm Norman Hall.
The Biden administration is granting Louisiana's request to administer its own permit program for wells that store carbon dioxide. It's a win for carbon capture proponents that want projects approved more quickly. The EPA said the Louisiana agreement includes safeguards to protect poor, often majority black communities that live near those facilities, and that those standards will serve as a model for other states. The Biden administration has supported tax breaks for carbon capture, arguing it's a needed tool to combat climate change. Some environmental groups are skeptical, arguing it will allow polluting industry to operate for longer. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.